Well, welcome back in. You've been hearing us talking about the concert series, the ProMedica concert series that is going on all summer long that we're taking part in, and we are so pleased to have with us on the other end of our line one member of the group that's playing this Friday night at Promenade Park, Don Barnes from 38 Special. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody in Toledo?
We are doing just fantastic. You were just telling me
Toledo's one of our favorite cities. We've come there through all the years. You know, some manic fans there, so we're looking forward to it.
You played there a couple decades ago, and Keith and I actually met there at that concert at Promenade Park.
You met there?
Yeah.
We did.
It would have been back around, we were both married at the time, her husband and myself, we both lived in the same town, and we happened to see them and sat down with them, and it was all because of you guys.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Like kismet, you know, it was meant to happen.
Well,
I met my wife in an airport. Neither one of us lived in that city, and it was a seat next to me that was empty. And my planes were downed, and it was weather real bad. And I was staring up, and I was going to have to the hotel room that night because there was no planes. And this beautiful woman said, "Excuse me, is this seat taken?" And we hit it off. And we were married about a year and a half later. I've been married for 11 years now.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah. Can I ask, with everything that's gone on over the last year and a half, how has it affected the band in terms of being able to stay in contact and stay kind of geared up to continue on when it was all over?
How has it been? What do you mean when it was all over?
With COVID. Now that COVID's over.
Oh, all that? Oh, yeah. That was some madness. Yeah, it was. We would convene sometimes, you know, my house or the other guy's house. We'd sit around with little amps and just kind of jam and stuff. We'd try to write some songs. We've got a few little bits in the can here. Actually, unfortunately, I moved during that time. So you can imagine moving companies and all that, trying to get it all together. But it was something for me to do, you know, but we were just chomping at the bit the whole time to get back out there. And they put a few shows out, and outdoor shows. There was one that was on a golf cart community, and people would sit out there in golf carts, and they brought their own coolers and everything. And they were more rowdy than we had at regular shows because they brought the coolers with them, you know. And somebody said, you know, how do you feel like playing to people sitting in golf carts? It's, you know, a lot of times they're sitting in chairs anyway, so it didn't matter to me. It's four to six people to each cart, and they had like 4,000 people out there. So
Wow. It
was a lot of golf carts. But it was, you know, you try to make do with the way things were, but we're glad to be back. We do about 100 cities a year, so we're always busy. You know, we've bringing that history, the band has unfolded with history every night. We bring all those hits. It's been a great time. It's a great job to bring that kind of joy to people. And you see the instant reactions. You see the tears in their eyes that are singing along and high-fiving each other. And it's just a joyous time. You know, it really feeds back to us, and we see it instantly, you know. So,
Don, 38 Special.
Yeah.
38 Special is a Southern rock band, and you guys have been together for over four decades. What do you contribute to your longevity?
First of all, you got to keep your head on straight. You know, you got to be the whole package. You got to have the personality to get along, be roadworthy, to be tolerant and diplomatic with each other. You know, you got to have that friendship. First of all, that's a thing. We're all good mates. You know, we've been rolling down the road for a long time, and we all laugh and joke, and some of these guys are sometimes they're quiet, but they're good for one-liners and just crack you up, you know. But it's main thing is just is friendship and that mutual respect with each other, you know. We've always been painfully honest with each other, you know. You write songs. When you write songs together, well, some guy has got one that he feels it's really a good idea, but it's kind of a B song. It's not an A song. Still, it's okay, but you're trying to keep your standards high, so you have to go through all the diplomatic approach to it. It's like, you know, we're gonna we're going to pass over that one and let's see what else you got, you know, that kind of thing. So it's definitely a diplomatic organization to be in.
Is it tough? And it sounds like the answer is going to be no, it's not, because just the way you sound about still out there performing, is it tough to be playing those songs, you know, like Hold On Loosely and, you know, Second Chance over and over and over again, and still give the audience the feel that it's they're hearing it for the first time and that you're just as excited to play it as they are to hear it?
Well, I got to tell you, all of these guys, we were all kids with a dream. We were all boys with a dream at a time, and we always wanted to do that. So to fire up that inner energy each time, it's not hard to do because you see that the instant reaction and makes you want to play it with just as much commitment as the first time you recorded it. And you really want to be perfect. You want to be 100% for them because it really is making a difference. And a lot of these songs, you know, I don't be playing pretend to be immodest about it. Really. Some of these songs have meant so much to people's lives. We didn't know that. We hadn't figured that we were just trying to get on the charts, get on the radio, you know, but all these songs were taken from real life experiences. And then when there's truth in a song, it can't be denied. You know, people, actual truth, the Hold On Loosely was a bad relationship I'd going through. It kind of turned sour. And I wrote it with Jim Peterick from Survivor, the band Survivor. Jeff Carlisi was the other member of the band that contributed. And we sat at his kitchen table. We did get together and write. And he said, "So how you been?" You know, I was like, "Man, I just got a problem with this, you know, in my relationship." I said, What is it about people that can't tolerate their differences and they seem to always want to change each other and keep them in a box under their thumb or something?" And so I had a notebook of titles there. And I said, "What do you think about this title, Hold On Loosely?" And he said, "Oh, yeah, but don't let go." And that's the first thing that came out of his mouth. And it was a perfect couplet. You know, it was the bookend to that title. And we were just off to the races. We wrote a simple story about how people should give each other room to breathe, you know, be themselves, and it'll last a lot longer. You'll have more respect for each other. And so people come up and said, "That song has saved our marriage." It's like, really? We were just trying to get on the charts. You know? Those kind of that caught up in you, same thing. I was dating a woman at the time. That was the other relationship that fell apart. And I was dating this woman, and we had gotten off the road about 9 months of touring. And we were contractually obligated to have an album out within 6 months. None of us had an idea of one note to go on this thing that was supposed to be due in 6 months. And I told her, I said, I just can't seem to get any work done. I'm just so caught up in you all the time. And it was as simple as that. I thought, you know, that's like a light bulb went on in your head. That's a pretty good title for a song. That's really got a positive thing. And so we just added to it. It's a little germ of an idea, and you add, I never did suspect a thing. I didn't know this was going to happen to me. So I'm just caught up in you. So, yeah.
If you've got Hold On Loosely and Caught Up In You and maybe Wild-Eyed Southern Boys, I want to know where Fantasy Girl came from.
Well, Fantasy Girl was a little story with Jim Peterick and I talked about Jeff Carlisi at the same time. We talked about that elusive woman in your life and you're constantly searching, you know, and, you know, whether it was a model from a magazine or something, but it's kind of morphed into everybody has their own fantasy girl, you know. Keith, see, you got one there right there. See, I can earn you some extra points. it goes on like that, you know. So when I talk about it on stage, you know, people are pointing to the woman next to him. I said, "See, you, night's still young, you know." I'm just helping him out, you know.
So with your different,
that was the kind of impetus of that.
With your different concerts and going on the road, what is the song that has the most meaning to you that you play to the crowds?
Well, they all have meaning because again, they came from true life experiences, and again, if you put truth, and it's not like, "Ooh, baby, I need you. Ooh, baby, I miss you." You know, that kind of thing is real trite and contrived. But if you have a story that absolutely affected you and you put your own feelings, people hear that and they go, "Yeah, you know, I felt that same way. That guy's telling my story," that kind of thing. So several of them, "If I'd Been the One" was a kind of a high lonesome sound. It was a woman I'd had a long distance relationship with in Texas, and she was just, oh gosh, she had stole my heart. But I could hardly ever see her because I was touring on it. First of all, you don't want to get mixed up with a touring musician, you know, they're gone all the time. So she called and said she wanted to ask my blessings because she was going to go get married.
Oh, and wow.
It was just one of those things. Just, I was so sad about it, and I thought, you know, I put those feelings. What if you had have said that to me, or what if I'd have said that to you? You know, if just a different point of view. Can you stand here in my place and feel the same feeling? So it's all about a point of view. Songs are points of view. You know. So I said, I've been lost inside, empty space in my heart, and just, you know, what if I'd been the one to say goodbye? Could you stand here and, you know, when you just want to cry? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So those things work really well because people have felt that same thing. Somebody has broken up with them or something. So it was that really means a lot to me too. Shane Lightning is one of my favorites because that's the big guitar in your face, you know, attitude that we all as kids, we wanted to be, you know, 50 feet tall, big amps that spoke. You know, we were big fans of all the Mountain, you know, Hendrix and Clapton, mm-hmm. and Leslie West, and, you know, Bad Company and ZZ Top and all this. So we were all big amp fans, you know. We're like race car fans. You're into all the gear, you know. So Shane Lightning has that big strong approach that's one of my favorites. Of course we make a big production out of it in the show. We got a lot of the lightning and the thunder and the smoke and all that going on. So
what?
It's a great show. 38 Special, we put a set together that's incomparable. We've got other bands that play with us, and they say if we're playing in the middle slot, you know, and they're closing, they're like, man, I hate following you guys.
I'm
sorry to do that to you.
When you write a song, do you feel the tune first and then the words, or is it the words kind of drive what the tune is going to be?
A lot of different things. You know, we have a little handheld cassette players, and sometimes I'll put 5 seconds or 10 seconds of a little guitar bit, and I'll just record that. And I'll end up having a tape with a lot of little bits of just nothing, just little seeds of ideas. And the thing about it, you come back to it a week later and you play that tape, and it's almost like someone played it to you because I don't hardly remember doing it. You know, I don't remember. And so you can actually be objective for the first time. You think, that's not really too bad. I could add this to that. It was almost like a little gift from the past. Someone handed it to you. Here, try this, you know. But I didn't really remember what I played. You know, I'd sit down at the piano and play a little couple of chords. Some of those songs came from the piano just because of a different way of viewing things. And then more phonetics, Keith, it's more like Clapton was talking about, you know, you kind of da-da-da, you know, you're kind of phonetics through. You're just singing a melody without words, and then eventually some words will drip off in some of those lines. And so then it becomes some kind of story. And then if you have a little bit of a title, there was a comment made by Tom T. Hall, of all people, years ago. He said, writing songs is like a road map, but if you'd gotten your car and you didn't know your destination, you'd just be driving around, ambling around, not knowing. So you have to write it inside out. You have to have the place, the destination first, and then write from there. So all these songs that rhyme with the title, well, that was all thought out to rhyme before you got to that destination. People don't realize that it's actually backwards. So you got to have the destination, and the roadmap goes to that, you know. So like some of these songs, like you rhyme you know, with caught up in you, you know, with the line before it. It was like, I don't know what it was, but something that rhymes with you, you know. So mm-hmm. you line it up. I don't know if I'm making myself clear here, but I'm confusing myself talking about it.
Definitely, definitely. Well, all these roadmaps that you've put together take you to Toledo on Friday night at the Promenade Park for Prometica Concert Series. You're guitarist, lead singer. Who else is going to be joining you on stage on Friday?
Oh, we've got these guys. You know, some of these guys, the new guys, they've been there 30 years. with the newest member we've got, and I'm really proud. I'm honored to have him, Jerry Riggs. He had his own solo career, and he would do a couple of songs for an album for movie, heavy metal and everything. But this guy is like having Jeff Beck on stage. This guy dazzles him every night, and I told him, Jerry, that stuff's not on my guitar. I think I need an upgrade. he's been with us for a couple of years, and it's just been a real pleasure to have him, because I can turn it over to him, and we actually gave him a little interlude in the middle of the show. He really shows off his virtuosity. This guy is just—he's beyond. He's an alien. Like I said, it's like having Jeff Beck, somebody that's so creative on a guitar that it speaks like a human almost. You know, he can do this thing. Gary Moffitt, drummer, one of the best drummers in the country, just a monster, and he's been there for 30 years. Bobby Capps, keyboard player, a great singer. He does Second Chance. A lot of surprises in there, but we've got Barry Dunaway, the bass player. Like I said, we were young boys with a dream, and the way you continue on to all these years, you surround yourself with legends and kings. And I'm telling you, these guys are all kings in my heart. You know, so it's a great job. It's a great show. And it unfolds. We put a medley together of secondary songs from movies and everything. It brings back so many memories, the nostalgia, you know, and it's new music too. So it's not all just the old songs, but they deliver it, and it unfolds. It's just it's a great show. So everybody needs to make it out. It's going to be a large time.
Well, we certainly look forward.
We can't wait.
Yeah. This is really neat for us because of the fact that when we first met. So many years ago at the same place. But we really appreciate
your
time, Don.
Story.
We look forward to seeing you and seeing the group and hearing the group.
Come back and say hello.
Okay.
We would love to.
Come back and say hello. I'd like to see you.
We would love to.
I want to see this newly married couple that got together at our concert. That's amazing.
Oh, well,
No. Hold on. We are not married. We're not even a couple. We're in the same business.
We're like the best of friends.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Phil, come back and see you.
We would love to. All right.
Thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. My pleasure. I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.